reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Tricciani. Good morning, Coach Tricciani.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A off week for your team last week. What was the schedule and the focus of the off week for both your coaches, staff, and players?
Sure. You know, the off week for us, some of the key points were recovery. You know, we have some kids who have had some chronic injuries, and we wanted to make sure those guys had a chance to recover, and then some acute injuries where we wanted to make sure we didn't set those guys back at all. We practiced twice last week and had a short week of class with fall break, so our guys were off Thursday and Friday academically. Gave them a chance to go home and came back yesterday for some treatment, and we'll be practicing tonight. Focus in the off week, you know, outside of the recovery, you know, had a chance to do some self-scout, try to figure out, you know, what we've been doing well and how people have been attacking us, and also had a chance to get on the road and do some recruiting.
With the fall break coinciding with your off week, did you notice the guys being a little more refreshed when they came back? And are you able to get some guys back that maybe have been out for a couple weeks?
Yeah, this is a good time for us, this bye week. The kids early last week had a lot of academic work with some midterm exams, you know, going into this fall break. So when we did practice last week, they were pretty busy academically still, though, you know, we cut them loose Thursday morning. And, you know, we didn't really see them yesterday except for some treatment. So we'll get them back here this afternoon for a good evening practice.
As we've since we've reached the halfway point of the season, as you've gone and done your self-scout, what areas of the team are you most pleased with at this point of the year?
You know, I'm pleased with progress, you know, up front, you know, the offensive line. That's been an area where, you know, we've had some growing pains earlier in the season, and it was a tough three-week stretch for us. But we saw the kind of the fruits of our labor last week against, or 2 weeks ago against Delaware, when we came out and played better up front, as well as the linebacker position, some growing pains there. Done a much better job fitting our gaps in the run game at the second level, you know, the last 2 weeks against New Hampshire and against Delaware. Those are two areas I feel like we've significantly improved.
Along those lines, I know you've worked in a lot of new offensive linemen, dealt with some injuries. Is getting the running game going and back to where it's been in the past sort of a focus as you head to the second half of the season?
No doubt. We want to be balanced. We want to be able to run the football, especially the later you get in the season. Weather becomes a factor. You know, you don't want to be a one-dimensional football team in the CAA. You know, we're going to play some games up north. You know, weather's going to come around. So it's important that we're a balanced offense.
Switching to the other side of the ball, you touched on the linebacker position as an area you've improved, but I think coming into the year, you knew you had some veteran guys in the secondary who are certainly having big years. Greg Liggs, I think 4 interceptions in the past 2 games, and Daniel Reed Bennett also having a nice year. How big has the leadership factor for those guys been, you know, to help cover for some younger guys on your defensive side?
You know, you hit the nail on the head there, Rob. It's about the total defense. You know, we feel pretty good about, you know, what we've got up front on our defensive line, and we've got some experience that you mentioned out back with Greg Liggs and Daniel Reed Bennett. And that's how, you know, you give time for that linebacker crew to develop, you know. So it's important that all three pieces fit together. The kids out back, the veteran guys, Greg and Daniel Reed Bennett, they're playing like seniors should. You know, we're going to need it this week, certainly, with the passing attack that the University of Rhode Island has.
Your team sitting 2-2 in the conference, 3-4 overall. What are some of the keys for your team to have success here in the second half of the season and get to where you want to go at the end?
Yeah, it's important for us to be balanced offensively, to secure the football, you know, to continue to really compete for the ball on the perimeter, make some contested catches. with our group of receivers on the outside and win matchups out there. Defensively, continue to fit the run, do a good job in the run game, take the ball away. And we've been improved on special teams. Our return units have been better. Our coverage units have been better. We need to continue to be good in special teams.
Your schedule through seven games has probably been as tough as anybody's in the conference, both with your non-conference schedule and always the challenges of the CAA. How do you think that challenging schedule might help you here during this stretch run?
Well, we've played some good football teams, and you know, it's a 1 week at a time operation. You know, it really is. I mean, in the CAA, you've got to toss out the records and you got to show up and play. And you know, our success 2 weeks ago against Delaware was a product of the development over that tough 3 week stretch. You know, so we were a hungry football team going into that game, had a good week of preparation and came out and executed in all three phases. So that's going to be the same recipe for us here this week.
Your team heads out on the road to Rhode Island. Offensively, their receivers, I know, are as good as anybody's in the league. As you've taken a look at them offensively, what are some of the challenges that they present?
You know, it certainly starts with the receivers. You know, those are two guys that are going to be playing on Sundays, likely, with Parker and Coulter. And, you know, Vito Priori's done a nice job. He's been efficient. And, you know, getting the ball around. And they distributed the ball to some other guys this week, too. You know, they weren't afraid to put the ball in Amir Dorsey's hands and in Frimpong's hands and include the tight end a little bit more, Caleb Warren. So they do a really nice job getting it around. And they ran the ball well this week. So, you know, it was pretty good balanced offense that we saw on film against Albany, and it's a good football team. I mean they outgained Albany in rushing and passing, and you know, they end up losing the turnover battle and the points off of the turnovers, which is similar to, you know, our situation up at New Hampshire a few weeks ago. We just couldn't overcome it, and Rhode Island couldn't overcome it.
How about on the defensive side? They're coming off a game, as you said, where they limited Albany, who had been playing about as well as anybody offensively, to, I think, 266. What do you see from the Rams on defense?
You know, it starts in the middle. Brandon Jannetty is a very disruptive football player. He does not like to remain blocked very long. He's a good player inside for them, you know, and they've got some experience at the linebacker spot with Javier Castillo, Brian Campbell out back. So, you know, they're gonna fly around. They're gonna be physical on defense. You know, they're a well-coached football team, and you know, we got to make sure we do a good job protecting the quarterback and protecting the football.
All right, Terry. Thanks as always for taking time with us. Safe travels to Rhode Island, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Very good, Rob. Thanks.
Thank you.